I eventually got the interview with Phil. Of course, I've known him for 20 years. And I had to move in with him for 2.5 years between 1970 and 72.5 to get the interview. But it was worth it. I think we both learned a lot.
Myself there and John Lear used to come by every day and bring me a dollar. He hustled up a dollar or $2. What he'd do, he'd hustle up $2, one for him and one for me, and I'd eat. I'd get to eat because he'd hustle up a dollar. I was supposed to be sitting there trying to write music and...
And he was throwing dollars?
Yeah, yeah.
Far out.
And so that lasted till about June 60, and then me and John went to Seattle and Spokane, hitchhiked up there trying to get to Calgary where he knew a guy. Maybe get jobs in the oil fields or some shit like that. Of course, it was really impossible.
On the road.
That was where I had my freight train experience, man.
A mystical thing beyond, just to keep you going.
Exactly.
It'll never happen.
Just to get away from...
No, it's not true.
No, because it was really bad, man, because I'd blown it at college, man. I'd been studying nothing but music at college, and I wasn't interested in graduating from college or no fucking thing.
Yeah.
And my folks came down to San Mateo, and they gave me a whole bunch of shit. My dad made me shave off my mustache and all that shit.
Is that right? Yeah, I remember that vaguely.
Yeah, me and John just invented this scam on the spur of the moment just to get out from under, you know. Well, it didn't work, but it was a great experience. It was a great experience, man.
What was the experience?
Well, the experience of being on the road with your buddy.
Yeah.
And being pretty much completely self-sufficient, you know.
Yeah.
And meeting all kinds of far-out people on the road, you know.
Like who?
Oh, we met the Greyhound racing guys, you know, who gave us we made it all the way from San Francisco to Seattle in 22 hours hitchhiking, which is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they gave us a ride all the way from the Woodland turnoff to Yakima, Washington, which is all the way through Washington, through Oregon, halfway through California and Washington. So, and then they ran down a whole Greyhound racing scam to us, and it was good old boys on the road time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was 20 years old, man, and eating it up.
Yeah,
yeah. But after a while, it got pretty funky, you know.
Sure it does.
And so the best part
runs out.
Right. Well, the best part was when we came back, we couldn't get anywhere from Spokane into Canada. There was no way. So we decided to come back to Seattle, so we could get going to Seattle. So. All right, my folks knew some people in Seattle, so the best part was when we hopped the freight from Spokane to Seattle, man. That was the most magical part. It took us about one day, is all. We really, like, got on the train early in the morning.
Yeah.
We were like 4:30, something like that, before
and
the sun.
No cares, really. Just sit there until the train
comes. Well, right. See, the thing about it is the Great Northern, man. There's a policy on the Great Northern. The
guy,
DJ. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, the guy said, the guy who built the Great Northern, he said, they built it, let them ride. And so it's one of the greatest hobo jungle numbers.
Oh, I see.
In the whole country, man.
Ah.
It's just a classic one. Peterson can tell you about it.
Yeah.
It goes to Chicago, but he went through it in the winter, so it wasn't his boss. This was in the middle of summer, man. And that country up there is fucking incredible. And we got to see all the back parts of it. Going out of Spokane, man, the railroad curves around the bluff. Spokane's built on a bluff, and there's a great big river below it. And the railroad goes out on the other side of the river, so you get to see the whole panorama of the way
it's down.
Incredibly so, man. I mean, I got very high during that train ride.
And there wasn't any grass around, really, or speed or anything.
Mm-mm. I had smoked grass the first time, I think, that year at Catalpa Street.
But you didn't carry any with you? Like
shit, no, man, there wasn't any, man. We spent $10 for 8 joints, man.
$0.80 a joint.
Bobby Peterson and Ken Hayes and myself.
And it wasn't that good grass either.
It got me high, though.
Yeah.
It got me high. Those fuckers got me high. They left me high. They got me high and left me there with my records. They knew just what to do, Bobby Peterson knew just what to do.
Yeah, he's kid. I wish he still knew it.
Didn't work with John Leonard. John Leonard didn't get high.
Yeah, what's the matter, man? That must be a horrible disappointment. The fact this guy is a car repossessor now. And into it.
Yeah, well, he was into speed breaking.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's a whole long other story.
Hear that, folks out there? Speed!
Yeah, he routed his mind pretty bad with it for a while. But that's a whole other story.
Yeah.